This message is brought to you by the 2010 Quality Measurement NDT and Vision and Sensors Conferences. The conferences will take place March 22nd to 25th in Orlando, Florida. For a limited time, full-page registrants receive a free flip video with registration. Visit qualitymagconference.com for more information. Quality's in your hands. Get tomorrow's solutions today.
Hello, and welcome to QCast. I'm Maggie McFenn with Quality. Ed Morse, professor at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, received his PhD in mechanical engineering from Cornell University in 2000. He has worked with CMMs for over 20 years, including 4 years with the former Brown & Sharp manufacturing company. He has been a professor at UNC Charlotte for the past 10 years, where he has pursued research in tolerancing, metrology, and contributes to national and international standards. Ed is one of the keynote speakers at this year's Quality Measurement Conference, speaking on the topic of GD&T. I spoke with Ed about some of the critical issues about geometric dimensioning and tolerancing, and what attendees to the conference can expect to learn from his presentation.
I hope that they will have a better appreciation for the value of GD&T and an understanding that it is really an important way of communicating geometric ideas, and it's important all the way through the business. So the designers have to understand it, otherwise the tolerances won't have any meaning, and the inspectors need to understand it so they can perform their job appropriately and come up with the correct answer as to whether the parts are good or bad. Hopefully the managers will have a better appreciation of the whole process and maybe be able to institute some sort of education program throughout their organization. This really is the language we have to communicate what we mean when we are describing parts that we have to have made somewhere else or we're bringing in to assemble.
The title of your presentation at the Quality Measurement Conference is GD&T, Friend or Foe. Which one is it in your opinion?
I think ultimately GD&T is our friend. It really allows us to describe geometric parts completely and unambiguously. And now that you can design something here and have it made anywhere in the world, that becomes really important because you can't just step next door and talk to the guy that's making it and say, no, I meant this. So in that sense, GD&T is really irreplaceable. And I think our real foe, if there is one, is just our general lack of understanding about GD&T. Our human nature, I think, is to dislike that which we don't understand.
What are some of the critical issues about GD&T standards that test and measurement professionals need to be aware of?
The primary concern, aside from the education issue that I mentioned, is what's sort of known in the field as methods divergence. And this term came about over 20 years ago now, when it was recognized that some inspection routines on a coordinate measuring machine would give answers which were divergent from what was stated in the tolerancing standard. And the real hallmark event was the issuance of this GIDEP alert in 1988 that says, CMMs don't inspect properly, abandon hope. And, well, that was a bit of an overreaction, I think, but it did raise awareness that if you measure something with a coordinate measuring machine, but just because you click on a button that says position, it may not give you an answer that is fully compliant or agrees completely with the standard, even the new standard as it's written. And another thing that I think is important is that CMM software likes to give just one answer. All software is like that. You get the single answer and that's it. But for different applications, if you're interested in statistical process control, for instance, you may need more than just that single piece of information. You might have a position tolerance, where in GD&T is just a circular or cylindrical zone, and you just want to know is the axis of the hole inside that zone. But knowing that may not be enough if you're doing statistical process control, and what you really care about is, well, how is the X location and Y location, how are they varying, maybe independently? So you don't want to put all of your eggs in the GD&T basket. It really depends on the type of application you have.
As a professor, Ed, what have you found in your experience to be the most difficult aspect of GD&T for new learners to grasp?
There are two groups that I end up talking to about GD&T. One is university students, and the other are metrology professionals, maybe people who write CMM programs and inspectors. And they have very different approaches to GD&T. The students are in a classroom where they're used to seeing new ideas, and their biggest weakness is they don't have as much experience in dealing with real parts or a real manufacturing environment. So it doesn't occur to them why you would want to do something. So the way I like to teach tolerancing is to say, well, here's a problem. Here's, we need to make this to do something or make these things fit together. How would we put the appropriate controls on a part? And the students have never had to do anything like that. So they're comfortable with the theoretical exercise in their head of, okay, we can put these tolerances here, but they don't have that instinct about why would we want to do this anyway? The metrology professionals, on the other hand, have very good instincts, but sometimes because they've been out of school for a while, are a bit intimidated by some of the mathematical notation and the idea of coordinate systems. So it really depends on where you're coming from, where the hurdle will be. And the biggest thing I see in both groups is some people just have a natural ability to sense spatial relations, and they can visualize things really easily. I don't think that's something I can teach, although I, you know, try to present things in a logical way.
That concludes our QCast interview. Ed Morse will be speaking at this year's Quality Measurement Conference, March 22nd to the 25th, 2010 in Orlando. Visit qualitymagconference.com to sign up and see Ed Morris speak. For more quality podcasts, visit qualitymag.com.
This message is brought to you by the 2010 Quality Measurement, NDT, and Vision and Sensors Conferences. The conferences will take place March 22nd to 25th in Orlando, Florida. Full paid registrants receive a free flip video with registration until February 26, 2010. Visit qualitymagconference.com for more information. Quality is in your hands. Get tomorrow's solutions today.